Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May 2nd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganyahuye.
Today, Zimbabwe joins other nations in commemorating World Press Freedom Day, which is scheduled for tomorrow. This comes at a time Zimbabwean journalists are commending the government for coming up with the Freedom of Information Act of 2020 and the licensing of several community radio stations.
The Zimbabwean chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa says they were some of the positive things that were done by Zimbabwe recently, but there are still too many issues that need to be done to ensure that there is press freedom in the country.
They are crying foul over the Data Protection Act and the crafting of the Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill and proposed amendments of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act aimed at criminalizing engagements between citizens of Zimbabwe and foreign embassies without government approval.
In a detailed report about press freedom in Zimbabwe, MISA indicates that the journalism industry was also devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Bambe mahlabazulu njani lapha ekhona endawon zonke zomhlaba esineyo namhlanje ke sithoka New World Press Freedom Day ekhona ke kusasa siyabona ukuthi namhlanje abantu kwele Zimbabwe abasebenzisini le bebekhona ngale kobulawayo abakade becabanga ukuthi kungenziwani eZimbabwe ngokulungisa khonoku ke ukukhululeka kokutapha izindaba. So sibonike lo mnumzana Nick Mangwana yena unobhala omkhulu ohlangothi lokuzokothula kwemibiko ikhuluma ngakhona lokhu nje okwani kuhlupha abathapha izindaba okunye kwangikhona kugoqela i-COVID-19 ukuthi yeyi kube lokuzima sibili abanye abantu babhubha into ezinjalo. So siyakhumbula ukuthi sibili kula bathapha izindaba abambalwa babulawa i-COVID-19. Ye njalo ke bakhuluma ke ngokuningi okwenzakala eZimbabwe okunye kwangikhona ukuthi kukhona okuhle ye okwenzakalayo njengokuba le Freedom of Information Act le eyalungiswa nguhulumende yenza ukuthi abathaphisa izindaba bakwenze kube lula nxa ukuthi bedinga iindaba zabo ebantwini lakuhulumende. Njalo lokuthi phela kula macence athize anikwa imisakazo kwaZulu okubizwa ngesilungu kuthiwa ama-community radio stations. Kunjalo ke iZimbabwe chapter ye-Media Institute of Southern Africa ithi ye kuningi okwaba khona okungani kuyathakazelelisa abantu abathapha izindaba kodwa kube khona njalo okunye ongani kuyahlupha kakhulu. So ke bathi ke kumele kwenziwe okuningi ukuze ukuthi kube lokukhululeka kokuthathwa kwezindaba kwele Zimbabwe. Bathi bathakazeleli khonokho ke ukuthi kwaba lo mthetho we-Data Protection Act njalo lo obunjwayo khona manje kuthiwa yi-Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill. Bathi ke kungaba umthetho lokhu kuzahlupheka abantu abaningi abathapha izindaba ngoba umthetho lo ulakho ukuthi kuncindezele laba abafuna ukukhuluma umthethocela ngasakhuluma njalo lokuthi kugambelwe umthetho we-Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act okuthiwa ke abantu kuyabekungamelanga ukuthi bekhulumisane labanye nxa bephandle kwelizwe bengahambanga ku-embasi angazani kuyahlupha konke lokho. So sibone njalo besethula ugwalo olujulileyo ole-press freedom kwele Zimbabwe imisa ithi okunye ke ongani kwakhathaza abantu kakhulu ngo-2020 laku-2021 yikhonokho ke ukuthi kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bathi umkhuhlane lo uthwalisenzima sibula abantu bokwele Zimbabwe. Kunjalo ke mavela siya phambili kungani indaba yethu ime kanje
ayi wathi nokutshintshamiza inemuvuro kudai May 2, 2022 tinotarisa isu nhasi kuti tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yezuva revatori venhau Press Freedom Day richange riri komangwana asi ratanga iro kuwanikwa richipembererwa muBulawayo nhasi apo taona isu vatori venhau vaita ivo gungano uyezve vachitaura nemamwe makurukota ehurumende pachitiko chaitika icho kuBulawayo. Tinoona kuti vatori venhau vanga vari kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuvafadza zvakaitwa nehurumende zvakafanana nekupamukana kune vamwe vanoita nyaya yekutepfenyura pamacommunity radio stations asi vachitaura zvakare pasi pezvawanikwa izvo zvichiburitswa ne Media Institute of Southern Africa vachitaurawo kuti pane zvimwe zvakanaka zvakaitwa nehurumende uyezve asi pane zvimwe zvichiri kuda kugadziriswa zvakanangana nekuti vanhu vakwanise kutsetsenyura zvisina kumbunyikidzwa. Vanga vari kunyanyo chema chema vatori venhau pamusoro peyavari kuti Data Protection Act, uyezve nekuwanikwa ipo pachiiswa mutemo uchange uri kusunga masangano akazvimiririra ega, yavari kutaura iyo kuti Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill. Uyezve pachitariswa ipo kuti pachange paine zvakare mumwe mutemo unonzi Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, unofanira kuti kana munhu ukawanikwa uchizowanikwa uri kunze kwenyika sekuno kuAmerica woenda kuembasi uchida kunowanikwa uchinotaura ikoko zvisiri pamutemo, unowanikwa uchizobatwa nemhosva. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura kuti izvi hazvisi kuvafadza pari zvino. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakare sangano reMISA riri kutaurawo kuti vamwe vatori venhau mabasa avo akawanikwa iwo asingafambi zvakanaka pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 iro richiripo pari zvino. Asi vari kuti paranga rakanyanyosunga pasi rose rakawanikwa iro richiita kuti mabasa evatori venhau asaenderere mberi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika kumusangano uyu wanga uri kuitwa kuBulawayo, uyezve tichitaurawo nenyanzvi pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zuva iri revatori venhau.
Yes, Novelas, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Ngabo Matshazi. Ngabo Matshazi is an editor in the Independent Table. Mr. Matshazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are told that today we had some kind of event in which we are focusing on World Press Freedom Day. So tell us, give us a breakdown of what happened today.
By a small correction, I keep sorry to correct you on that one. I'm a good immediate from Southern Africa. I've since left editing, but today we're hosting a regional World Press Freedom celebrations for Southern Africa, where we brought together people from what we identified for the lack of a better word as hotspot. We brought people from Lesotho, because Lesotho has elections later this year. We brought people from Mozambique, because you know the insecurity in northern Mozambique. And we also had people from Botswana and Eswatini. I know you think Botswana is a curious case, but if you remember very well, early this year, Botswana started the process of enacting the criminal evidence and procedure act, which would allow, for the lack of another better word, industrial scale snooping on citizens. So these are the countries that we identified as basically all sports, obviously, including Zimbabwe, in terms of freedom of expression. So what we did today was a regional celebration under the theme journalism under digital siege, where we find that there's a lot of spying on journalism and across the world, really. It's not just Zimbabwe or Southern Africa. And by doing that, there's a serious threat to freedom of expression and freedom of the media, because confidential sources of information will not be willing to come forward with any information if they fear they have been spied on. And because of that, the democracies die, because corruption will thrive, because no one is willing to blow the whistle on corruption. And because of that, other vices thrive in such environments. So we were trying to shine the spotlight on the dangers of surveillance on journalists, particularly by governments and corporate bodies.
Yes, so can you put that in the village so that we can proceed to the next question, Mr. Matshazi?
Okay. I just want to understand the Gutibesi celebrator with the Swanaila Ale World Press Freedom Day. Don't you have the team at the C7 journalism and the digital seat? I want to say that I'm a government of Hunnate. I'm a company of Hunnate. I'm a government mabavale technology yenza kuti vakwanise kubona kuti journalists vobona kuti majournalist enzani musebenzini wavo. Ngako doku singati threat ku freedom of expression and freedom of the media, ngoba xa okukhulumayo ungasavikelwanga emthethweni, abantu bekwanisa ukuthi bezizwe bekukhuluma lokuthi kukhuluma, abasoze kuye the information ukuthi bekhulume kubeesika ama-sources of information. Uthi ukutshela ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ngakho-ke xa kunjalo idemokhrasi iyafa, ngoba kunabantu abazabuya phambili. asikwenzileyona mhla ukuthi sikhothwe abantu bezwelazi e-South Africa, silethe abantu abavele eBotswana, eSwatini, eSotho, eMozambique, eZimbabwe, amazwe lawa asiwakhethe ngoba eBotswana kukhanya kuthule sibili, kodwa ngenyaka ukuthi okuqalisa balethe umthetho wokuthi awuthi criminal procedure evidence. Lo wathi uzayenza ukuthi urhulumente akwanise ukusipaya ukungena ukuthi ezukuthi abantu bakhulumane emafonini kumbe eqile abantu ukuthi beziphumele egcekeni ukuthi ezu-electronic information. Lokhu sikubone kusethusa kakhulu kakhulu kwabantu abenza ayinhlahleli zindaba ngoba xa abantu urhulumente zekhona sukuthi engene phakathi kwengathi engene phakathi kwefoni yakho ebekwazi ukukhuluma nobantu akula muntu ozakuyayeza ukuthi la information ukuthi ungani njalo ugqili i-corruption ezayaqhubeka ikhula. Ngithi abantu bekesotho ngobekesotho kulama-elections bona ngo-August ngo-September lonyaka besotho siyakwazi ukudala ukuthi kule ndaba zokuthi ama-journalist langabantu basikunyezwa ngohulumente. Kanye beke eswatini xa sikhuphula eswatini ukudala lo ophelileyo uhulumente uvimbile i-access to i-internet, ngakho-ke bekule abantu bebe-protest khona lokho kutshengisela ukuthi i-freedom of expression is under threat khona ngale Swatini. Silethele abantu beMozambique ngoba eMozambique siyakwazi ukuthi aningezimo kuyatshiswana kuloku journalist okuthiwa nge-Ibrahim Baruko sele iminyaka embili engabonakali kungela muntu okhuluma naye ukhuluma ngakhulume naye. So besizama ukuthi sigcizelele ukuqakatheka kwe-safety and security yathathi izindaba.
Yes, yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mantshazi. Yes. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Before I bring in kuba baba Mantshazi.
Okay, bese kuze idemokhrasi iqhubekele siyabafanele ukukhula kuzwe la Afrika kuqakathekile ukuthi sibone ukuthi sathe lezi ndaba zedeserve yena zicela ukuhle ngomthetho njalo ziyakwazi ukusebenza ukuze zisebenze ngokusebenza.
Yeah, so let me bring in Marvelous Mhlanganya because I'm co-hosting with her. Maybe she can ask about some of these things that we're doing. In terms of, you know, this MISA report that you actually compiled. Come in there, Marvelous. Can you chime in?
Kandi mbo, tangandati, tino, chingamiza, mnyarikani wedu, ne mufaro, trukunzwa, pavarukta ora iwo, mabasa, varukubata uyeje, nesha, varukuita, pamsoro.
Hold on, Mr. Mashaz.
Pamsoro pezuva iri. Ere ma journalist uyeje zuva repress freedom iri. Gibson, I'm not sure, does Mr. Machaz speak Shona? Okay, so I will just go in English and say, so looking forward, what are some of the recommendations that are being made?
So now, a question is, Mr. Machaz, are there any recommendations that you're making in terms of some of these things that you highlighted as being problematic in Zimbabwe? Things like the Private Voluntary Organizations Act, and Bill, and all those kind of things. Or maybe you can just give us those highlights. You say in this report, we put this and that, and then we are putting solutions as 1, 2, 3. Quiet, Mr. Machas.
Particularly here was digital surveillance. If you remember very well, December, Zimbabwe, for example, converted the Cyber and Data Protection Act. And when they were doing so, they said we would need to, crimes upon digital and the need for regulation that responds to the digital nature of crime. For example, things like terrorism have been organized online, money laundering has been organized online. But our response to that is that there's a need to balance national security needs and the individual rights, such as right to freedom of expression. Principle 41 of the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, African Center on Human and People's Rights, comes exactly to this point to say that that surveillance should be legal, should not be targeted, and should be time-bound. That government cannot just continue surveilling someone, and there should be reasons for that surveilling interference in relation to the reason for that kind of surveillance. There is need for judicial oversight in terms of surveillance. I don't want to expand it over beyond Zimbabwe. Just recently, the Constitutional Court of South Africa ruled that sections of the RICA Act, the one for registration of SIM cards, etc., were violating the Constitution because the state security in South Africa was using sections of that law to spy on Amapo and the journalist, investigative journalist who was investigating government content. So what is important is that is judicial oversight for any snooping that is going to happen. It's supposed to be time-bound, and that the government is transparent in whatever it does. Last year, at Workers' Freedom Day, our theme was information as a public good. So by that, by nature, we're expanding into saying transparency as a public good. Whatever the government is doing, while we cannot stop them from promoting our national security, but we should be transparent about how they are doing it and how they are doing it. And all the information that they should gather, they should make public, they should be transparent about how they use it.
Yes, so, and then at the end of the day, what are your own kind of recommendations? What do you think the government can do so that there is press freedom in Zimbabwe? You know, looking at some of these laws, and, you know, we'll go all the way into laws like the proposed amendments of the Criminal Codification Act and all those kind of laws. So what are your recommendations?
Quite a few recommendations that I have as a person. But one of them is, for example, you mentioned the PVO bill. The PVO bill, we have something that frustrates and impinge on freedom of association. And the freedom of, you cannot have freedom of expression when your freedom of association is impacted. Also, we have sections of the Data Protection Act, which criminalize the publication of, it's called the Cyber and Data Protection Act, which criminalize the publication of falsehoods. Why it might seem like a noble idea to criminalize the publication of falsehoods, the problem is that research has shown that any law that criminalizes publication of falsehoods are usually a precursor to freedom of expression. So also, infringing on publishing of falsehoods, criminalizing that publication of falsehoods is a strict liability case, and that the person who is accused has to prove that they are innocent, rather than the state proving that they are guilty. As the law stipulates that the state has to prove that you are guilty, right? Not proving that you are innocent. So it's a strict liability law, and my recommendation would be the government has to scrap it. Also, going in that same regard, under the state of emergency regulation that we promulgated in 2000 in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government also came up with regulations that criminalize the publication. And a number of journalists and activists were arrested for publishing of falsehoods. If you remember very well, in 2014, the Supreme Court, the Constitutional Court, rather, ruled that the publication of falsehoods was not a crime. But if you look at the new law that is coming in, particularly the Cyber and Data Protection Act, it criminalizes the publication of falsehoods online. So this means it's a reversal of the gains that the media industry made 8 years ago. So there is so much, even the freedom of information act, it has very nice provisions. It does not, it has not been fully operationalized, and the need for education and educating the public about how they can access information out of the public. So far, we are lacking in that regard, and for that reason, the access to information is not freely enjoyed by us. Why access to information and freedom of expression are important? These are inherent rights that without them you cannot enjoy other rights. For example, if you don't have access to information or freedom of expression, there's no way you can demand right to help because you don't know about it. So there is a need for us to continue harping on freedom of expression and freedom of the media so that more people are informed, and when they're informed, they can make informed decisions about how they are governed, how their right to life, their right to
health,
and any other rights that they seek to enjoy.
Yes, Mr. Machazi, hold on there. Let me get my co-host. Maybe she's got another question. So kunjalo ke mavula siyakhuluma lapho mathazi ukuthi kukhona ngani kuyahlupa ikakhulu imithetho leyi etshiyeneyo wangena khona kumavula sifunkuthi yangayanga sizwe ukuthi ungathi ubambe baba mathazi ungayikhatshana kwabo.
And from some of what Mr. Machazi has been saying, how has government been dealing with some of the recommendations that you actually came up with as NISA?
So now, sorry, the problem is that you're not hearing each other you know, directly. But she's asking how the government has been reacting to some of the things that you have been highlighting as NISA as being problematic. And maybe you can add on to that, this Freedom of Information Act of 2020, is it not helping you somehow, you know, in terms of gathering news and so forth, as much as it?
This is twofold. The government response is twofold. There's one which is really, really positive, which is the Freedom of Information Act, which I say is both not an operationalized, but this is your take on positive. There's the repeal of access to information and protection of privacy acts, which has achieved the effect of conduct of journalism. That's a positive step. But it's also the box-ticking exercise that is coming from government. I call it box-ticking because, for example, one of the things that this government prides itself is that they've licensed 6 new television stations, the ambassador for broadcasting, 14 community radio stations. While on paper, this is really positive. But if you go back to the TV stations that they have licensed, all of them are either linked to the government or linked to the ruling party, the PF. And what we see is not diversity, but rather a reputation of voices. Well, this day are yet to come, but we know the ownership. One of them is owned by the army, the other one is linked to the army. The pattern is very clear. So, and another one I think is owned the wife of an MP or someone. So what we're seeing is reputation of the old voices rather than diversity. What we're campaigning for is diversity. We'll continue to engage government. We have positive steps that we really are celebrating, the Freedom of Information Act, the aspects of the Cyber and Data Protection Act that we really appreciate, and we want to laud the government for bringing them on. There is still more to be done. If you look at the report that we produced on State of Press Freedom in Southern Africa report, the chapter of Zimbabwe says one step forward and two steps back. It refers back to the issue that I was talking about, that while we have got the Freedom of Information Act, then all of a sudden you have people talking about the Patriotic Bill, you have people talking about the PVO Bill. These are clawback laws that take us to where we were before, or even in a worse position. So, minus the box ticking, yes, we are happy with some of them. Gazetted, we have problems here and there, but at least we feel that is an incremental step. But we are worried about the charter that is in the background, the charter of the PVO bill, the charter of the Patriotic bill, or amendments to the Criminal Codification and Reform Act that will bring about the Patriotic bill. We're worried about provisions of the Data Protection Act that criminalize the publication of falsehoods. I want to make it clear that I'm not advocating for the publication of falsehoods, but we have seen and recorded how criminalizing the publication of falsehoods is a pretense in infringing on the right to freedom of expression and freedom of the media.
Yes, so I think it's seen to Labo Mong has said about Machazuti. Kule Freedom of Information Act ka 2020 uzobuya lokunye phela okukhanyazani kwaguquka kwele Zimbabwe nxa sikhangela phela kwanikwa amacence imisakazo eminingi singathi khonoku akuzange kuvezele intathela izindaba ukuthi uhulumende uyazama yini kumbe uhulumende wokuhamba ngonyawo olulodwa
esikubonayo lapha ukuthi siyabonga ukuthi uhulumende usiphathele i-Freedom of Information Act. Siyabonga ukuthi ukhiphe i-access to the regulatory authority of Zimbabwe.
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sesiyathi uphosa amazwi okuqina khonapho ke ngesilungu ukuthi kusasa ke kuyabe kusenzakalani nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lololu baba Matshazi. In English, what is going to take place tomorrow as Zimbabwe joins other nations in commemorating World Press Freedom Day? Just briefly, Mr. Matshazi. Thank you very much, Mr. Matshazi. Sibonge kakhulu ngathini kusasa ukuthi ube khona apha ungasivalelisa nje ngesiNdebele ukuthi kusasa kwenzakalani. Ngokujanisele.
Especially, I want to say that I'm not going 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 to say that I' ako ke class re tena msebenzini kusasa sale na sika khulu ukuthi class kala nge video so nje ngiyase to participate bona tsani sika khulu bona babe khangela lokubona athi theoretical test so esingakwenza ukuthi sibafundise sikhulume labo sibone ukuthi bona bacabanga ngakho so sasa kuza abantu uhulumente ozakhuluma ngenhlangano sezinezekusa zaclass lapho zizaba yithuba ukuthi zikhulumele ama-students.
So kakhulu Mantshazi, ubelelanga elihle mfowethu, sizaxoxa kusasa, sibonga kakhulu. Okay, thank you. So that was Mr. Nabo Mantshazi of MISA, Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe chapter. Kunjalo mavela wangena khonapho ke sibe sisibisa uNick Mangwana akhulume and then sesiqhubekela phambili. Ngena khonapho mavela.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu vanga vari kutaura ivo vakamirira sangano remisa Zimbabwe vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pamusoro pechiitiko changa chiri kuitwa kuBulawayo nhasi. Apo taona vatori venhau vakamirirawo vamiriri vehurumende nevamwewo vachisangana pamusangano wanga uri kuitwa ikoko kuBulawayo nhasi.
Yes, we've got Mr. Nick Mangwana, the Information Secretary, who was attending today's meeting in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about, COVID, especially COVID. He says it has devastated journalists in Zimbabwe. Here he comes.
I think there's a lot to celebrate in the changes that have happened in our landscape. Attitudinally, legislatively, culturally, in the last 4 years, there's quite a lot. Of course, it can't be all positive. That would be unreal. When the pandemic struck, it did not discriminate. It chokes some of our colleagues in the media sector. Straight to mind comes people like Foster Dogos, Janet, Tawanda, Kudlanga, amongst many others. Those were dark moments because some of them probably picked the virus in the course of their duties. The sector was not only affected by the loss of these good media practitioners, but it was affected by dwindling circulation during the pandemic. Of course, people were hard hit in the pocket and they couldn't buy the paper.
There is Mr. Nick Mangwana, the Information Secretary. Also, there's some video from Ms. Musisiwe Ndlovu. She runs an organization that is, leaning towards women. So let's listen to what Amakhosikazi, the director, is saying here about some of these things concerning Zimbabwe media and women.
Ibizo lesibongo lokuthi lisuka ngapi? Musisiwe Bebe, umhleli weAmakhosikazi Media Network. Ningasitshela ukuthi nithini ngelanga la kusasa ele World Press Freedom Day eliqale ukuthakazelelwa namhlanje kobulawayo?
Ilanga elikhulu kakhulu kithi, especially sizintatheli izindaba zenhlupho lezidingeko zabomama, ngoba yilo lodwa ilanga lapho singakhangela khona ukuthi kanti siphilisana njani, siphiliswa njani, lokuthi kuyini esikudingayo. Siyabona ukuthi kuningi osekuguqukile. Ngithanda i-theme yalonyaka ethi Journalism Under Digital Surveillance, ebesiyikhangela namhlanje under MISA, iyenza kukhangele kakhulu ngoba udlangudlanga obukhona kuma-virtual spaces, digital spaces ezingathi ngabo-inthanethi, social media, umama, yikho lapha sise bethola ilizwi khona kakhulu ngoba bebengameleli ukuthi khona kube lo mhlelo othi hhayi laba kabathule, laba kabakhulume, bese sizingenela nje sivule ama-akhawunti sibhale. Kodwa bakhona abantu abangenayo-ke basihlukumeze laphana, sibone sokukhutshwa umama unqunu, sokubhalwa ngomama ngendlela ezimbi noma umuntu esenza umsebenzi omuhle. Ngakho-ke namhlanje besikhangela ukuthi kanti ukucubungula ikakhulu kahulumende ngezinto ezikhulunywa online, ikakhulu omama kubaphatha ngendlela bani. Yikho thina njengamakhosikazi ade sizokuzwa. Ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi his excellency obemele i-African Union ukhulumile ngokuqatheka kwabomama labontanga endabeni zemedia. Siyajabula futhi njalo ukuthi special rapporteur we-UNESCO ukhulumile njalo ukuthi uyajabula ukubona omama bephakama kuzinga eziphezulu kwezemedia.
Bebe, she runs an organization that is focusing on the needs of women and children. So we are kulo malapa ke ubusi siyamozo sposiswe pepe kulo angono kuge ongani pambelan lako mama. So uti ke kule cyber bullying ingani kona. So uti cyber bullying lei yatlo pokunyo magalisa. So ngena ke kona po mabula siza zamuti sposiswe umnonza na Kenneth Masie ansambo ni lapa ati kona singazuri tuya. So kubeka ke kona po mabula.
So tanga chukunzwa o shimo shikutarisa na nemadzi mai. Tanzwa mumunyarika wedu vawani kwa eva istora kwa video wachiti shimesha kadai siku shungurujwa kwe mazi mai kada ndemta ndendoshimi chunguwa ni kwa chisangana ni mazi mai vanutora nao meshimesha kada roo shimanikizu shavari kutawara isho kutivari kuchiriku sangana ni mazi mai mbasaravora vanuita vanushanda ni mazi mai ni vanasikana saka ndoshimi jichemo shimende shichikuitwa kusangani uravo. Asi tangatine shakare mnyarika nwedu vataka mila parishino advocate Kennedy Masie kutichida kunzwa kufa kwa wali kuti ivo ase munu anuona nenyaya ze mitemo vanuona sei mango mabiri alikutuwa nisiru wakuya haka nangana neva toriwe na uni kutorwa kwe na u.
Yes, I think maybe Mr. Masie has rejoined our show. Let me just check him and yes, he's there now. Mr. Masie, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Marvelous.
I want to know if you can faro. Tunona mangwana izuwa. Reva toriwe na u, nyanya. Re World Press Freedom. Asimi murimunya ya. Ze kuwe lawyer. Chisha muno ono usangana. Reva toriwe na u. Takanya nyotarisa. Nemi temo.
Panyanzi mtemo. Dona singe. Kanachita sa pa ya zeva tori na u. I problem yaka simba steric because when you look at the laws of Zimbabwe, they are a bit aggressive when it comes to regulating the media. And kana are aggressive kudaro zvino affect yatingati freedom of of the press, which feeds into freedom of expression. So zvakadaro ndo zvatinozoona tichiona hurumende ichizosunga vatori venhau kana vabudisa nyaya dzinenge dzichiita senge dzisingawirirani nevari kutonga. Saka mutemo kuZimbabwe unoda kuongororwa, unoda kuongororwa uchiita feed in mune atinati international standards kuita regulate press neku make sure the press has got the freedom that is given to other journalists and media houses in other progressive countries.
So now, looking at some of the laws that are coming, like the PVOS bill, you know, do you think that this is going to be something that is fouling the journalists, you know, because we're talking to some of them, they were saying it's not only NGOs that are going to find this proposed law problematic. What's your take on that?
Yes, clearly, it's not only the NGOs. It's coming to close out, you know, the democratic spaces that are somehow available at the minimum in Zimbabwe. So putting out all those bills that close up spaces that allow people to interact, that allow people to express themselves, and that allow free speech, you know, in a society, basically go against the tenets of democracy. So when we are looking at such laws coming in, it's said that in a progressive country or in a country that calls itself a democracy, we still find ourselves tying ourselves down to, you know, to minimum rights which should be respected by, at the bare minimum, by a government. And putting in all those aggressive laws, all those, laws that are deemed arbitrary and which kill debate in a society clearly shows that we are not serious as a country and we need to do more when it comes to protecting, free speech within the society.
Yes, maybe Marvelous, can you chip in there?
We saw you before you left Zimbabwe. You worked with a former journalist, Itai Dzamara, the rights activist who was then to disappear, and up until now has not been found. What are some of the lessons that you drew from working with on Samara's case?
Yes. You know, it's good that you know, you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up as one of you know, the dangers of operating as a journalist in Zimbabwe. You know, free speech goes to the tenets of democracy, and everyone, not just journalists or even media houses, should be allowed to express themselves. So working with Itai and, you know, today him being not accounted for is a clear sign that the government of Zimbabwe is not serious about protecting the rights of its own citizens, and also protecting, or even, you know, making sure that there's a cultivated environment of free speech within Zimbabwe. Itai Dzamara today is still missing, and the government in turn denied that he was abducted initially, and today they have not done or even taken serious steps to make sure that he's found or investigations are done. So this clearly shows how committed the government is. They say things, on the other hand, because they are on their media on an international platform, and they want to be seen to be joining other countries which have got progressive laws that protect the journalists and citizens. But what happens on the ground is quite different. The laws that are being proposed are arbitrary. Its own citizens are not being protected, and you know, it surprises that the government of Zimbabwe cannot even account for its own citizens and protect its own citizens. So it's clearly a lesson that I learned, and it's clearly something that when the government comes out saying that they are concerned about rights of people, it's something that I see as snobbish and pure lies.
Yes, Mr. Masisi, stay on the line there. We actually invited the government to participate in this discussion, but we didn't get a positive response. We only had that video from Mangwana, who was talking about marvelous COVID-19, that the pandemic actually caused havoc in the journalism field. I also conducted an interview with Wilf Mbanga, who is one of the founding members of Community Newspapers Group in Zimbabwe. So now let's listen to this interview that we did today.
Life has been very difficult for journalists in Zimbabwe. You know, journalists are a threatened species. My lot has not improved from the harassment of the Rhodesian days, where we had to submit copy for vetting if we were writing about the war. And soon after independence, there was a slight improvement. But 3 years down the road, there were restrictions imposed, especially when reporting about the Kukurahundi in Matabeleland. And my own experience, I've had harassment, I've had my phones tapped, I've been arrested, locked up in a cell, you know, with criminals, put on trial for nearly 6 months, where my passport and my title deeds to my house were, you know, seized by the government. And I was followed everywhere. Eventually, I left the country. I could not take it. And that's, you know, this is the experience of most journalists in Zimbabwe today.
Yes, and now, what is the current state of press freedom in Zimbabwe as far as you're concerned?
Well, I mean, you only have to look at somebody like Hopewell Chingono, who's one of the journalists in Zimbabwe, the way he's being harassed. And he's been arrested several times, this is going on, you know, and on. So a lot of jealousy is awful in Zimbabwe. And yet there is a very dedicated group of journalists who are continuing to report on what is going on in the country. You know, I take my hats off to these young journalists. Some of them are in Zimbabwe, others are outside the country, like yourself. And they're doing amazing work, telling the story, you know, from the country.
And what are you doing right now? Are you working as a journalist? And what are you doing to ensure that there's fair coverage in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'm now 74, soon be 75 next month. So I'm in kind of semi-retirement. But I do write for other publications. I mean, from time to time, BBC asks me to, you know, do stuff for them. The Guardian in the UK asks me to write from time to time. I publish two websites. One, the Zimbabwe Situation, which is an aggregate site which collects all news about Zimbabwe from all sources. Anybody who writes about Zimbabwe outside the country, we publish on one site. And also the Zimbabwean website is still active. So I'm responsible for those two. So I'm still very active, although I'm now in semi-retirement.
What is your advice to journalists in Zimbabwe today?
Just tell the story like it is. You know, don't be afraid. The world is watching. History will reward you. Don't worry about the current suffering. Things will change. We have a wonderful saying in Shona, Chisinga Pere Chinoshura. You know, that which doesn't end is, I think, miraculous, maybe the nearest translation, that nothing remains static. Things will change, and you be the drivers of that change.
And what is your advice to the government?
Well, journalists are not your enemies. You know, they are simply trying to tell the story, trying to inform people, trying to get Zimbabweans to make informed choices. They are not the enemy. They are not unpatriotic. Most of them love Zimbabwe more than that ZANU-PF people do. So journalists are recording history, you know, which is going to be important for posterity. They are not your enemies. Just allow them to do their job without interference, without harassment.
And what is the role of social media in all this? You know, you belong to the old school. So now the social media, what's the role of it, you know?
I actually like social media. You know, it's instant. You know, I mean, as you say, I belong to the old school where we published newspapers and it took days before the story came out or, you know, 24 hours later. And social media is instant. If something happens, bang, immediately we know about it. So, you know, it is important, but, you know, to keep people informed. But what is going to be very careful, you know, you've got to trust your sources. You know, you've got to know who is reliable, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So you've got to know who is reliable and who is not. But on the whole, I think social media plays a very important role.
And we know that on May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day. Give us your message.
Well, my message is for journalists to do their work, do it diligently, improve yourself all the time. You know, don't be static. Try and improve, read a lot, and for governments to allow journalists to do their work. It's important that people are informed so that they can make informed choices. But it's important that journalists tell the story as accurately as possible. We don't have an axe to grind. We just want to tell the story, find out, you know, what's going on and report it. And that's what we should be allowed to do.
Wolf Mbanga, the founding editor of the Zimbabwean, and he also runs what is called Zimbabwe Situation. So he has been in this journalism profession for a very, very long time. He used to work for the Zimbabwe Mass Media Trust, and then from there he left the country and formed his own publication. And he says, you know, he's been, you know, subjected to everything. You know, since the Rhodesian era, and, you know, he says things have been very, very dicey. And he remembers what was happening like that. You know, the situation with the state security machinery, you know, under Smith, and then now under ZANU-PF. So he knows a lot more.
Aiwa, potanga tukunzwa kubva kuna Wolf Mbanga, vanga vari kutaurawo nhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo ese mabasa avakabata vari muZimbabwe uyezve yavari kubata vari kunze kwenyika vachipa nhoroondo yekuti zvaifamba sei semutori wenhau nyika isati yawana rusununguko uyezve yawana rusununguko vachitaura nhoroondo yekuti vakatombowanikwa vachipinda mujeri nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi regai tiende kuna Advocate Masie. Musati mbabva pamazopinda apo, I hope kuti muripo, I don't know. But ndachida kuti ndivabvunze kuti vatipo nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita nemumwe anga ari mutori wenhau itaidza mara uyo akazowanikwa iye achinyangadika uye pari zvino asiri kuzikanwa kuti ari kupi ndo vakange vakamumirira saka tichaona kana vachinge vadzoka asi tiri ipapo tanga tiri kumbonzwa pane vamwe vari kuona programu ino nesu pana Daniel Mugova anga ari kutaura iyo can we talk about freedom in Zimbabwe under which circumstances even kune vatori venhau ari kutaura iye kuti nyaya yekuti pawanikwe ipo vachitora nhau vasina kumbunyikidzwa inotinetsei nekuti pari zvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika saka tichamira kuti tione kuti vamasiye vanodzoka here tigonzwa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita nemumwe mutori wenhau Itai Dzamara uyo akazowanikwawo achitsakatika.
Now, Mr. Masiye, Marvelous wants to pose a question. Marvelous, go ahead.
Ndandiri kuda kuti mutipo nhoroondo nekushanda kwamakaita naItai Dzamara uyo aive ari mutori wenhau watakazoona achitsakatika.
Yes, no. Ndakashanda naItai Dzamara kwenguva yatikati Rebei as a client. Ndakatanga kumurepresenta muna 2014 apo paimbunyikidzwa achirohwa nemapurisa nokuda kubuditsa kuipa koko kwakaita hurumende zvichienderana necorruption yaida kuzama kubuda kubuditsa ne misgovernance yanga ichida kuzama kutaurawo through various means ainyora maarticles manewspaper airatidzira panze peparliament achishandisawo various means vairidza pito as a way of demonstration but zvavaiita zvinganzi pachirungu anga ari mapeaceful demonstrations munhu aizamawo kuda kuita express himself using various means dziri peaceful dzisiri confrontational but kupfurikidza izvozvo mapurisa anonzi macio nemasoja vaimutora nevamwe vake vaishanda navo achimboabdakta achimbonokandwa kunze kwetaundi achirohwa achizoitwa zvinhu zvakawanda wanda inini ndakambozorohwa nayo batanidzirwawo pandaida kuzama kumurepresentawo muna November ya 2014 ndakachikoka ruoko ndakatogarawo muhospital pamwe chete naItai Dzamara wacho muna gore rakazotevera muna March ya 2015 mapurisawo nehurumende vakazoda kuzowedzera kumbunyikidza kwavaimuitawo nekuchikora kodzero dzake zvakazoitisa kuti azoonekwa achidisapiswa vakamutora kumarai nekumba kwake vakamutsakatisa iko zvino hatizivi kuti ari kupi but takazowana information yokuti vakamutora vanga vari vamwe vakomana vechiuto nevamwe vakomana vekucentral intelligence mazita acho ariko kumapurisa but kusvikana nhasi hapana mainvestigations ati aitwa panyaya iyoyoyo and seni segweta ndinoona senge kutsakatika kwake kwavo kune chekuita nehurumende yezimbabwe iyo isiri kuda kuona kuti nyaya iyi ivharisiwa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masiye. Stay on the line. We've got Miss Nka, kunjani mama? Kuruma mama Masiye, kuona kunapo Nka, siulalele mama. Ngena kunapo kuhlela. Kungazani? Kuyasizwa yini Nka? So obulungiselela khonapho siyabuka kuwe ngamafutshane ukuze thi siqhubeke sixoxa lawe khonapha-ke emsakazweni we-Studio 7. So-ke sibone-ke sibuyele kuba kumasiye esiqothi sohlelo layo. So Mr. Masiye, talking about press freedom in Zimbabwe, what do you think should be done by journalists in order to manage to gather news and disseminate that news without interference from the government? And at the end of the day, let's remember that the government also is a key stakeholder here. What should the government do to most probably improve the situation back home? briefly.
Well, personally, I think in Zimbabwe, journalists are actually doing, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, you know, putting out, you know, information as they are supposed to be, you know, doing. But, of course, the environment itself detects the government, as you said, as a stakeholder to make sure that it's free. And, you know, journalists operate in a way, in a manner that is acceptable, you know, using international standards. And one thing that I would probably encourage journalists like in this day and age, we know that in Zimbabwe, the use of law and the use of, you know, heavy-handedness is mainly meant to polarize, you know, Zimbabweans in every sectors, including even the media. We know that we do have some journalists who are somehow enjoying you know, the rights or probably the privileges in Zimbabwe because they work for the state media or they work for entities that support the government. And we know that there are journalists who are independent and who also work for, you know, private media and want to put out, you know, information that is that reflects the true current state of the country, but they themselves get arrested and they also get the heavy handedness of the law. So I would want to encourage journalists not to, you know, be allowed to be polarized this way. If a journalist, even if you're working for a private or a public media institution, when a violation happens to one, it has happened to everyone. So, you know, everyone, you know, if a journalist is arrested for, you know, for putting out news out there, whether you're in the public media or the private media, those are some of the things that you need to tell the world, you need to tell the community. That's how, you know, we actually encourage and, you know, nurture the freedom of the press and not be allowed to, you know, to be separated by the laws or, you know, polarized by politics or whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, the freedom of the press forms, you know, the base, the main tenet of democracy. Without the people expressing themselves, then there is no free, you know, dissemination of information. There is no real accountability to leaders who should be, you know, making sure that the environment is good to operate. And we would be doing a disservice to the community that we are serving, you know, this news to. Because they won't be well informed to make appropriate decisions in order to make sure that our country goes forward in a way that it should be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masrie. That is Mr. Kenneth Masrie. He is here in USA. He's a human rights lawyer. We also wish to thank Mr. Ngabo Matshazi of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe chapter, and all those that contributed to this show, including Anastasia Ndlovu, our correspondent in Bulawayo. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye nchiti muve nezuva rakanaka tosangana zvakare mangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei.
Yes, alibonga lonke ekati rikona kuna mpaka kuhlelo lwetu. Ndingatinora kusasa, siyabona kuti kusasa siyawoza njani ngohlelo lweWorld Press Freedom Day. Hayi, lati-ke siyatititako ukuthi uyasikhangela ukuthi siyenzani. Babayi, lingakhohlwa usiphuma kusasa. Mabulasa. Yes, babayi.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.